Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
I want to start today with good news. Yeah! Oh, this is even better news because it brings back the Music Man memories. 76 trombones. Oh, with 110 cornets right behind. No, never mind. I don't want to sing Music Man. I just want to say, what's good news, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is going to return in person this year. And yes, we don't have to have that virtual parade. You're actually going to be able to be street side when the band marches by with the Music Man. Oh, that's awesome. You know, a lot of people probably don't know about the Music Man, but it was a film, a musical, back in 1962. We've got trouble right here in River City. So the capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And that also stands for welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. All right, sure, there's a lot of good news and other more good news that we'll get to today on Chewing the Fat. But I have a new favorite football coach, and I thought I'd share him with you. His name is Jeff Banks. He's a football coach for the assistant, one of the assistants for the University of Texas. And he's up for the Washington State job. But it looks like he might not be able to take it, and now he might be out of the running, actually. Because he's a great coach. He's making $1 million a year. He's up for the job. He was a former Washington State player, and he was part of Nick Saban's staff at one time. So I mean, the guy's got credentials, and he's one of those up and comers. But his girlfriend, she's a stripper here. And she also has a pet. I'm sorry, an emotional support animal, which is her monkey. And so a lot of times she performs with her monkey and with the coach, too, if you know what I'm saying. And apparently in Washington State, you can't have a pet like that. So if he wants to take the gig, it either has to be a long-distance relationship. I think that would be a tough relationship to be in with a stripper and her monkey. Or she could leave the monkey and, you know, move to Washington State with Jeff. But, you know, you just don't foresee that actually happening. Now, I don't know what's happening in Jeff's life, which this what might actually, you know, put him out of the running for the head coach job, because when he met the pole assassin, who is now his ex-wife and three kids, and is now with the pole assassin and her monkey. So perhaps Washington State may be rethinking even just putting his name out there. But it's possible. You never know. And I want him. I want him. I want him to just stay right here in Texas, because now that I know he's out there with his pole assassin and her monkey, I mean, I'm almost a Texas fan. I really am. All right, I'm in. Enough of that. Anyway, Jeff, good luck, and God bless to you, buddy. We're all with you. We're all rooting for you. And I'm sure that the pole assassin needs her emotional support animal. So we got that. So we had the big voting day going on. They're tallying the votes all around the country. We know that Adams won the mayor's race in New York. That was pretty much that was going to happen. I know everybody, you know, kind of wanted Sliwa, but that was not going to happen. We had Minneapolis vote down the kicking out of the police department. Remember, they were going to come up with the Department of Public Safety. And so they were just going to, it was still possible to have police officers, but probably not. We weren't going to have that, but that got voted down. No, apparently people in Minneapolis said, you know what, we want the police department. We'd kind of like to have that. And we have the New Jersey governor's race. At the time of this recording, that has not been decided yet. And it's looking like they are finding more votes for Murphy as time goes. So good. Good for Governor Murphy, because you want that to, you want that to happen. And do we know if the trans non-binary candidate in Pennsylvania won? Tyler Titus, who won the Democratic primary in Erie County, was up for election. And I don't know if the trans non-binary candidate in Erie County, Pennsylvania, won. We're going to have to check that out. And congratulations to the Atlanta Braves for winning the World Series. Again, remember, we talked about it, man. It was nothing better than having the state of Texas and the state of Georgia competing for the World Series. Just a quick little up finger to Major League Baseball. And you know what finger I'm putting up. Oh, and we do have an update on Tyler Titus, okay, in Erie, Pennsylvania, the trans non-binary candidate. He was running against Brenton Davis, who claimed victory. But Tyler is not conceding until all the votes are counted. So he's out. Have a nice day, Tyler. Good luck. God bless. I mean, I guess maybe Tyler could maybe have a trunk full of tickets. I mean, voting applications in his trunk. But, you know, looks like he lost, so... Gosh darn it. Gosh darn it. And then we had, and I failed to mention the biggest one, Terry McAuliffe. Bye-bye. Have a nice day. They did not want anything to do with him in Virginia. And they pulled out every gun they had to get with. I mean, literally, the only other gun left was the real one. And since the Clintons were involved, it's possible that could have happened. No, stop it. It didn't happen in Virginia. Stop it. That's what I'm saying. They pulled out every gun except the gun that, well, I don't know if Hillary brought one with her or not. I don't know. It's possible. Vote for McCarthy. Ooh. That person looked like he was not going to vote for McCarthy, so we took care of it. No, it didn't happen. Stop it. But we know that, yeah, what's his name? Youngton? Youngton. I love him. He's a great. He's better than what's his name? Yeah, Terry McAuliffe. What'd I call him? McCarthy? Same thing. Same guy. McAuliffe, McCarthy. Youngkin. Youngston. Whatever. They're just politicians. Oh, I know. I needed to set the record straight. The other day I talked about Kobe Bryant.
Bye, Jeffy. Is this enough? Am I interrupting you? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were recording.
Lights on. We're recording, babe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to work earlier, and then you yelled at me. So now I'm going to yell at you while you're trying to work. How are you, Jeffy?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Get out. Get the f*** out. Okay. Oh, you're going to have to edit that? I wanted to apologize and set the record straight about the Kobe Bryant situation, okay? The other day, I talked about him and his estate getting a couple hundred million for his investment in 2014 of $6 million into the Body Armor sports drink. Well, Coca-Cola decided that very afternoon or the next day, the original story was like they were going to buy a percentage of it, like 20% of the Body Armor company. Well, then they said, you know what? We're just going to buy it all. We'll just buy it all. So the whole thing, I mean, Coca-Cola said, yeah, you know what? We're taking it all for, well, the total was $5.6 billion. So the Bryant estate is looking at, at least a half a billion, maybe more, from a $6 million investment in 2014. Now, you can hate them. You can hate capitalism if you want, but that's a pretty good deal. And Kobe was a pretty smart guy. But I wanted to apologize because originally I said that the family was, you know, only going to get a small percentage of that deal. And which was true if that was the deal, but that ended up not being the deal. So, anyway, congratulations to Kobe and the family. I'm here if you get tired of not knowing what to do with the money. You think to yourself, we've got so much. We've just got so much. We don't know what to do with it. Chewing the Fat. Jeff Fisher. Email me. ChewingTheFat@TheBlaze.com. You know what? You can direct message me on Twitter. @ JeffyJFR. You can direct message me on Instagram or Facebook. Jeff Fisher Radio as well. And just let me know. Say, hey, Jeff. Kobe's estate here. We don't know what to do with this extra $50 million we've got laying around. How about you take it? And, okay, I will. No problem. I'm probably sure that's not going to happen. I'm probably sure they're going to end up, I don't know, buying a place next to Jeff Bezos's new place. So I see where they had a big story about him and his new yacht that I think we have all seen the pictures of the Bezos yacht, which is really a ship. I mean, it's pretty incredible. But it's now reported that he purchased what's being called a massive Hawaiian compound. Now, to me, that would be, I don't know, an island. But, all right, whatever. Maybe he didn't buy the whole thing. But the compound is only worth $78 million. I mean, good for him. And $78 million? It's like he whips out his wallet. How much is this thing? Can I give you cash today? I mean, the full price might have been, you know, $90 million. And Jeff opens up his wallet. All I got, $78 million cash. Will that work? Sure, that'll be fine. No problem. So, according to real estate records, the home known as the Carter Estate was last sold in 1996 for $4.2 million. That seems like a pretty deep incline. So maybe Jeff, I would think that Jeff is smarter than to let people know it was him that wanted the property. You know, you send somebody like, I don't know, me, to go in and go, oh, I'm just looking around for this, you know, Bill's investment group. And I was thinking about how much you want for this dump. And then, you know, it ends up being Bezos' place, but I guess not. So the original sale boasts 14.97 acres, oceanfront land. I mean, hello, it's an island. So if you're not getting oceanfront land on an island, what are you doing? Just working there? The people that aren't on the ocean on an island, you're the workers. You're working at Jeff's house. Anyway, which is not a bad thing. I'm judging. So, it's the land accompanied with 2 acres of a deeded cove that is part of the Pacific Ocean and the only private white sand beach on Maui. So, I mean, Jeff now, I guess, technically owns part of the ocean and part of a cove and a beach. Good luck walking along the beach on that, man. Oh, that's beautiful over there. Let's go walk over there. Oh, no, honey. No, don't go down there. That's a private beach. Kids! Then I can't get back here! So the transaction, I guess, closed around $78 million. So now, I mean, Bezos apparently is like the most expensive residential purchase to happen on the island. I guess somebody else spent $45 million on some dump, but so it's not $78 million of Jeff Bezos' money. So now he's got a cove to park the ship in, and he's got the island. He's got the island space, and he's got the new girlfriend, wife, whatever she is, and he's still fighting Elon for ruler of space because he's pissed at SpaceX. He sued him. He's got the government to halt some of the payments to SpaceX, and we talked yesterday about him launching internet satellites now sometime next year because he's trying to get in on the SpaceX internet satellite business because he's jealous of Elon. I want to do that. I'm Jeff Bezos. I can do that. Yes, you can, Jeff. Yes, you can. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink. Desperately. Oh, my gosh. That is so good. Why didn't I know about this guy? There's a story about a radio host here in Texas, right here in the DFW area. William Neal Doc Gallagher. Okay? I mean, the guy is going to prison. Why didn't I know him? Maybe I should just say, wait, why are we putting radio people in jail? Maybe that should be the angle, but I just want to know why I didn't know him. So he's going to jail. He got a 30-year sentence and a 25-year sentence that are to run concurrently. And he's 80. Probably a life sentence. You know, you don't know. He might be okay. He might pull it out. You never know. But apparently, he was scamming his listeners, and the phrase used was bilked elderly listeners out of millions of dollars. So he had a thing called Gallagher Financial Group, and some people got on the stand and said, we had to sell our homes. We had to borrow money from our children. We had to get part-time jobs. That's his fault? Well, yes, he was kind of running a Ponzi scheme. And he's like the what's his name?
Bernie Madoff?
Yeah, the Fort Worth Madoff. Yeah, that's what he is. He's the Fort Worth Madoff. And plus, I mean, come on now. Madoff spit at the few million that this guy took. Right? Come on. What was the total that he ended up with? He amassed $32 million in loss. Bernie Madoff, he was doing $32 million a day. Come on now. So he's pleaded guilty to charges in Dallas County. He's pleaded guilty now in Tarrant County. Those are all DFW counties. In fact, where this show originates, either at the Mercury Studios or at the Fisher Compound, the trailer park, is in one of those two counties. So, I mean, I'm part of it. That's why I'm so mad I didn't know this guy. So he advertised on Christian radio, and he was a host. Was he buying time on both those radio stations, right? It was, he was buying time on one of the big stations, monster station of one of, you know, classic station, WBAP, 820 AM, here in Dallas. And he was also working at what's the God station?
Oh, KAAM.
KAAM. M. KAAM. What's the numbers?
It's 770.
770 KAAM. Okay. So he's on, I mean, it's a fine radio station. I love them both. It's fine. Just leave me alone. But he would promote his business in books. Okay, so what's wrong with him selling books? I mean, if he's selling books and you're investing in his companies through his books, is that wrong? I guess it is. Anyway, he would, in his books and on his, you know, radio shows, I mean, he would always end all his radio ads and radio shows with See you in church on Sunday. That is awesome. I mean, terrible. Terrible. So his investment book, one of them was called Jesus Christ, Money Master. Think about it. Now you're investing with this guy. I might have even considered it. You know, if I had some money, which I don't. But Jesus Christ, Money Master. See you in church on Sunday. I almost said I love this guy, and that would be wrong. I hate this guy. He's a criminal, bilking people out of money, bilking people out of their hard-earned money, just so he could live a life of leisure. Thank God he's in prison now. I'd like to talk to this guy, man. I should try to interview him. That would be a fascinating interview, just to hear Doc Gallagher's side of his Ponzi scheme, how he tried to help these people, how he tried to do things to better the betterment of these people's lives. Because Jesus Christ, if you read Jesus Christ, Money Master, you know, the case. Now, some people would say that's really not what happened in the Bible. You know, if you want to start bogging people down with your whole Bible facts, fine. But Doc Gallagher has got a different view, okay? And if you want to know what that view is, well, we'll see you in church on Sunday. Okay, before I tell you some more good news, I'm going to tell you some sad news. I got to throw in some sad news, okay? Dole Fresh Vegetables. I know. The Dole Fresh Vegetables are recalling bags of their garden salad sold in 10 states. A sample had tested positive for Listeria. So, it's just potentially a deadly infection. We've talked about Listeria before. And no illnesses have been reported. No illnesses have been reported from a salad. Now, they were sold in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Virginia. Holy cow. Well, it's easier to name the states it wasn't sold in. Includes the 12-ounce bags of Kroger Classic Garden Salad. My refrigerator is full of the 12-ounce bag. Well, my refrigerator is full of the larger bags of the Kroger Classic Garden Salad. The 12-ounce is just too darn small. Maybe that's why nobody's gotten sick, because everybody buys the bigger bags. I mean, you know, possible. Anyway, so if you get the Dole Kroger 12-ounce bag of classic garden salad, there's been a recall, and you need to go ahead and stop eating it immediately. If you haven't opened the bag, don't open it. Throw it away or return it, obviously, to the place of purchase. And, you know, nobody wants Listeria. You can quote me on that. Nobody wants Listeria. But if you get it, really, I mean, you're going to have maybe, you know, a fever, maybe a headache, some stiffness, maybe some nausea, abdominal pain, diarrhea, but I don't think you're going to have... I'm pretty sure you're good. So quit your whining. I love those garden salads. Just leave it there. Just left it out there. I love those garden salads. No, really, I do. Hey, remember to, if you can, I want to thank everyone who has donated to my fundraiser for our rescue. You can donate by, I have the link in my bios on my social media accounts, Twitter at JeffyJFR, Instagram and Facebook, Jeff Fisher Radio. You can, the link there is for the fundraiser. I'm trying to raise some money for the people who have been rescued from human slavery, and OUR, Our Rescue, does that, and they do great work, but it costs money to do that, and it costs money to take care of the survivors. And I'm trying to raise at least enough for a year. You know, it takes $6,000 to pay for legal documents, medical travel, food, water, lodging, transportation, education, vocational training for 1 year to get people, you know, reacclimated to real life outside of, you know, being a sex slave. So I'm trying to raise money for that, and you can donate for that. And then I'm going to shave my head. To be honest, I cannot wait to shave my head. I'm going to do it November 19th on my Facebook and Instagram account. I know I was originally said, well, if I don't reach $6,000, then, you know, I'm not going to shave my head. But I am so sick of my hair, I can't stand it. This is the longest my hair has been since I can remember. I mean, it's got to go. It is driving me insane. Every day I look in the mirror and I'm like, woo. And that doesn't have anything to do with my hair. And then I get to my hair. I mean, just think of that. All right. I mean, once in a while you try to look in the mirror and at least, you know, think of something good, right? Now I got nothing. That's like the old joke, right? With the woman looking in the mirror. And the husband's laying on the bed and the wife is looking in the mirror and she's standing there and she goes, man, my arms are getting flabby. I've got my thighs are getting flabby. I just don't feel nice. I need somebody to tell me something good about myself. Tell me something good about myself. Well, you still have your eyesight. As you know, no one supports marathons more than this show. Chewing the Fat is a big supporter of marathons. We know, we've learned why they are 26.2 miles. We know the history there. And we know how important it is for people running in marathons, what it means to them. Now, we have a story about a marathon runner, this Tamara Torlakson. Torlakson, that's her name, okay? Tamara Torlakson, okay. She is like a well-oiled machine. And she was running in a race in 2018. And she said that, you know, before every race, she has a bowel movement. Makes sense. That's what happens every time you're competing for any kind of whatever athlete you are, you know, prior to the beginning of whatever sport you're competing in, you usually are excited and your body's pumped up, so you want to take care of, you know, your body prior to whatever athletic event you're participating in. Makes sense. But she told a story of how she did that, and then she started running, and about halfway through the race she realized, oh, I need to go to the bathroom again. What do you do? You're in the middle of a marathon. She's right now, she knows in her head that she's achieving a personal record. She is moving in this marathon. She's becoming a legend in marathoning. And, you know, that's when you think of marathoning, you think of Tamara Torlakson. I mean, you just do. But what do? She doesn't want to stop. You can't pull off and, you know, hit the outhouse. Hit the, you know, the plastic Johnny. Because, I mean, then you're behind. You can't make a pit stop while you're marathoning. What is it, a race car, NASCAR race? No. So she decided, you know, I'm just going to go number two in my shorts and continue on the race. Now, apparently, nobody knew. Right. No way. No way you're running a marathon. And you see how close those runners are? I mean, I realize Tamara is a legend in the marathoning business. But, I mean, unless she's out in front with the Kenyans, I doubt it. She's in the crowd. She's in the pack. Right, she may be setting a personal record, but she's not up front with the Kenyans going the wrong way. This is not happening. So, look, I thought, you know, Is it possible to poop while I was running? Yep. And I didn't want one poop to mess it all up. How many times have you said that in your life? Right? I mean, I'm right there with you, Tamara Turlickson. I didn't want one poop to mess it all up. I am right there with you. So without stopping, she took care of business. And, you know, she had to focus even more then. Well, yeah. Duh. Now, her quote in here is that I don't think anyone noticed. But I didn't give a crap. She used the S word. If they did, obviously not. But she did give a crap. Wait, no, she did a crap. She didn't give a crap. That's a little different. Okay, whatever. That's fine. So apparently when she got to the end, she yelled to her friends, "I put my pants!" Now, I find that hard to believe. I mean, you're tired. You've just run, 26.2 miles. And you're breathing heavy. You're doing your personal best. You're setting a record. And you're down to the end. You see your friends and you yell, "I put my pants!" No. I'm sorry. No, I don't believe it. But then she quickly went to the medical tent for baby wipes and cleaned up in a porta potty. I mean, yeah. Holy cow. I mean, you're talking about a rash and nastiness. And you don't know. I don't know if she was eating Kroger salads. I don't know what she was eating. You don't know what happened. Apparently, they haven't posted any pictures. I think we should go back and take a look at this, at this race in Oaxaca, California. Perhaps there's some pictures of before and after. Tomorrow, the legend before, the legend after. I mean, do I want to see that? Yeah, I'll look.
There was doo-doo of feces thrown all over the walls, the floor, the ceiling, and it stunk so bad.
No, she didn't say that at all. She said that it was in her pants, and she said no one noticed. Or she didn't think anyone noticed. But, I mean, it wasn't as bad as that. Holy cow. And she wasn't even as bad. I mean, she waited at least a few years. We found out from what's-his-face, "You pooped your pants? Oh, I pooped my pants." But, I mean, we found out that. I mean, he was proud of it. That was because he had a stomach. He was promoting his weight loss from a stomach surgery. And he was saying that he had to watch what he was eating. And you have to when you have stomach surgery. So I'm told. And he ate something that he wasn't supposed to, some chicken wing or something. I think that was the full story when he was asked, "So you pooped your pants?" I put my pants. I mean, he just left his dirty underwear in the White House bathroom. That whole story is just agonizing. That's all I know. What are you going to do with it? What, I was to carry it around with me? Yeah, Tamara did. Tamara just walked around with it. I mean, it's kind of, I mean, maybe you open up the bathroom door in the White House. "Hey, can I see you for a second? I need a new trash bag. I made a mess and I need a trash bag. Can you throw this out for me?" The Secret Service would be like, "Nah, we got, the cleaners will get it, bro." "Hey, come here. Hey, did Barack leave? Because I don't want him to see this, okay? But you pooped your pants?" I pooped my pants. So let's say you make a mess with your pants or your shirt or whatever, and you need to run out and buy some new clothes. I see the story and I kind of like it, but I don't know how it's going to work. So Ralph Lauren, love Ralph Lauren. Is it Lauren, whatever. I mean, I am fashion, so it's Ralph Lauren. Okay. And he's been a, cutting edge designer and, fashionista forever. And I love his clothes. He doesn't have a lot of fat guy Ralph Lauren clothes, which I really am bummed about because I like polo clothes. I mean, I love my polo socks, everything. I mean, I found a pair, my favorite pair of polo socks was in a display at a store, and I made the guy take them out of the display. Because I was like, you got any more of those socks right there? Because I love them. These polo socks are so comfortable. And he goes, we're all out. I haven't had them in a while. I said, well, how much are those? I don't know. I'll sell them to you for like $5. Okay. Get them out of the display. Took him 10 minutes to find the key to get into the display. I didn't even know where it was. That's how long that display was there. But I got some nice polo socks, man. Original cut. I know. Anyway, so what they're trying to do is they think that they're going to give a new, unique retail experience, which they believe is critical to apparel company. Okay, I'll give you that. All right, because they want, you know, that's their efforts to bring shoppers back post-pandemic. All right. So what they want to do is they want to have your polo shirts dyed in store. I mean the textile dyeing, I believe, and I could be wrong on this, maybe it's different than what I'm used to dyeing shirts, it's kind of a toxic process. And so they have, you know, there's, I guess, with the innovation, with the technology, I guess maybe we have a more eco-friendly dyeing process now. But, you know, okay, it's still a chemical intensive process, right? So are you gonna have, you know, Aunt Millie dipping her shirts into the purple dye? And I mean, come on now, are you going to trust Aunt Millie to have it in there and hold it right? It just feels like it's gonna lower the polo quality. I mean, you know what you're getting. You want yourself. You have a good product. I just feel like it's, I don't know. I feel like you're degrading the polo experience. Man, it's Ralph Lauren. Do I want the Ralph Lauren pink polo that's maybe a little darker pink than it should be because Aunt Millie kept it in too long? Or the pink was in the dye bottle too long, or was not long enough. Yeah, my aunt's arms have been pink for 3 weeks after she bought me that shirt. I mean, I don't know. And don't look at me like, ooh, you're wearing a pink shirt. Hello, it's Ralph Lauren. Anyway. Anyway, we'll see. It just seems like, on top, and then there's another thing, when you dye clothes, D-I-E, okay, I'm pretty sure you use a lot of water, so with California drying up, are these stores not going to be available? I mean, they're telling people they can't water their lawns. Farmers are shutting down fields because they can't get enough water. And we're going to be okay with having Aunt Millie push her blue shirt into the dye at the store? I don't know. The whole color on demand thing? No. I kind of like the idea of, and again, I know. I get it. It's a new world order. I got it. I can watch Pinterest TV now and I can order my shirt while I'm watching Pinterest TV. I love it. I'm good with it. I just feel like the on-demand, being able to walk in and dyeing my own Ralph Lauren shirt isn't the best plan. Maybe it's just me. All right, so tomorrow I'm going to do a little investigating, find out what is going on with this Alec Baldwin case. What's happening? I want to know how the investigation is going. I want to know where we're at. Because we ran into Alec last week coming out of a restaurant with the wife. And he told us that it was an ongoing investigation. And, you know, obviously it was an accident. He actually did. I know he's an actor. I got it. But he actually did seem remorseful. And we've seen in pictures with the family and everything. So I believe that he's remorseful. We know Hollywood is trying to attempt now. Guns, we can't use guns. No guns in movies anymore. Okay. That's a good idea. And then I saw his daughter, who was out Ireland, and she's the one that he hollered at, right? She was the fat pig, right? Ireland was. I know it was a long time ago, but she was the one. Well, she got slammed because she dressed up in an outfit oozing fake blood like she was shot, and the boyfriend or hubby had the same thing on. You know, it's supposed to be, I guess, tone deaf. And it might be just a way to kind of say, hey, Dad, happy Halloween. I love that. Tone deaf or not, that's awesome on her part. Call me a fat pig again, you know, 10 years ago. Do that. So, and then we had the lady that pulled a gun on a kid trick-or-treating. Now, that's some serious business, people coming to your house, man. And you pull a gun on them. So apparently, this was here in Texas. I mean, where else are you going to pull a gun on somebody but in this great state of Texas? Maybe there should be some better. I'm all for anybody having a gun. I don't care if you have a gun or not. And I don't care if you carry it. Be carried out in the open. Let me see it. But you probably should have some kind of training, right? You kind of have some kind of training. So apparently, this... this trick-or-treater comes up, trick-or-treat, and I was just in shock. It was Halloween. There are kids everywhere. How can somebody just come out with a weapon and scare these kids? Well, it is Halloween, right? So, I mean, she didn't just come out and say, trick-or-treat. I mean, she wasn't shooting kids. Although, I mean, it could have happened. Thankfully, no child was hurt. And police quickly rushed into this normally quiet neighborhood because, I mean, there were some police that had their guns already drawn. Okay. I mean, I know that they have to be safe. I get it. But maybe it was just a, you know, crazy trick-or-treat trick. Or maybe it was just, you know, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. That's what she's being charged with. So apparently she just didn't want people coming up and trick-or-treating at her house. Maybe you stay away from the house. I mean, I did have somebody come to my house after I shut the light off. I mean, we had tons of people at my house. My neighborhood, they were busting them in, man. I felt like they opened the border up. Coming to my neighborhood for Halloween. And... I mean, at one point, I'm out of candy. It's over. I'm done. It's over. All right, I got to save some for me. My daughter hasn't come home yet with her stash, so I got to save some. And so I shut the light off. And not long, it was like 5 minutes later, trick or treat! I mean, if I'd have been this lady, could have happened. I opened the door. I was like, dude, the light's out. Light's out. Candy's over. I mean, thank you. You don't come up to the house. Get out. Mystically, candy just didn't appear. The stuff I've got saved is for me. Get off my property. And then we had the lady who apparently, accidentally, fired her gun at a basketball game. Now, I mean, it wasn't. She didn't like, oh, my God, I can't believe you scored a basket. It wasn't that. It wasn't that. Or, my son has got to play, coach. It wasn't that. It was apparently her reaching into her purse. Oh, what did I do there? Let me give you my number. Oh, gosh darn it. I'm so sorry. Oh, silly me. I was just reaching in to grab my phone. I forgot I had my... Oh, gosh darn it. Oh, it's a good thing I didn't hit anybody. She is lucky she didn't hit anybody. I mean, even herself. All right, I mean, you're digging through your purse and, you know, oh, what did I do with that? Ow. You end up shooting your foot. That's what happens. That's how people end up. That's how people hurt themselves. Okay. Gun safety needs to be taught. That's for sure. All right. I know it's time to get out of here. I could yap for some more. I know it's a surprise, but I could yap for some more time. I want to be with you. So I tell you what, I'll leave you. Today is happy birthday to Dame Anna Wintour. Happy birthday, Anna Wintour. Fashion icon, born in 1949. Happy birthday. And I'll leave you with a Dame Anna Wintour quote today on Chewing the Fat, okay? The best way to make a dream come true is to wake up. What did I do with that phone?
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.